Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we turn to the well-loved Psalm 103, we first notice that it ends as it begins, with repeated calls to, quote, bless the Lord, verses 1 and 2, verses 20 to 22. The name Lord, Yahweh, the one we are to bless, occurs 11 times in the 22 verses. Later, David will call on others to bless the Lord, but before that, he calls on his own soul to do it. This is an excellent practice, to first do what you will exhort others to do. And he isn't merely doing this for effect. He's going to throw his soul enthusiastically into the effort. Quote, all that is within me. There's another practical example here as well. David doesn't just tell us to bless the Lord. He also fills the psalm with wonderful reasons to praise him. He lavishes, quote, benefits, verse 2, on us. But sadly, we do forget. Imagine. When it comes to us, the Lord forgives the unforgivable, the murder of his son, for example. Then we, sometimes at least, forget the unforgettable. Let's not do that, says David. Our Lord is the one, quote, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things. Verses 3 to 5. Now the psalm broadens from the personal to the national. Verses 6 to 10. But soon it becomes universal, quote, as the heavens are high above the earth and, quote, as far as the east is from the west. Verses 11 and 12. Still, his fatherly care and tenderness are shown, verses 13 and 14. The river of blessing keeps expanding, quote, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, verse 17, quote, and his kingdom rules over all, verse 19. Now let the angels join in, verse 20. In fact, so should, quote, all his hosts and all his works, verses 21 and 22. But whoever else responds to this call, David concludes, quote, bless the Lord, O my soul.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.